This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, or black measles, fatal in 80% of adult cases, plagued early-day settlers in the Bitterroot Valley. In 1906, Howard Ricketts identified ticks as the carriers. In 1910, four researchers began studying ticks in the Bitterroot Valley in an infested cabin where the resident had died of spotted fever. One of these scientists was Clarence Birdseye, later famous as the inventor of Birdseye frozen foods. In 1912, during the apple boom in the Bitterroot Valley, Governor Edwin Norris advised the State Board of Health not to publicize spotted fever research, fearing it would hinder agricultural development and adversely impact real estate values. In 1919, Dr. Arthur McCrae, state bacteriologist, was working with the spotted fever virus in the laboratory on the Capitol campus in Helena when he became infected and subsequently died. Then in 1921, State Senator and Mrs. Tyler Warden of Lolo both died of spotted fever, bringing Montana national publicity. Finally, the U.S. Public Health Service agreed to fund a vaccine development program. In an abandoned schoolhouse converted into a laboratory, Drs. Ralph Parker and Roscoe Spencer developed an effective vaccine, but its manufacture required large-scale tick rearing under makeshift conditions. This resulted in tick-related illnesses among the researchers and two deaths. In 1927, the state legislature finally authorized construction of the Rocky Mountain Laboratory in Hamilton. It opened in 1928. After World War II, broad-spectrum antibiotics diminished the need for spotted fever vaccination. Today, the Rocky Mountain Laboratories, under government management, are a biosafety level 4 operation using highly pathogenic organisms. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.